Time now for your letters. Had more than 100 comments at NPR.org about Robert Smith's story about the proposed ban on outdoor smoking in New York City. Many hoped the ban would improve air quality, but Shadid Ahmed says, in order for the quality of air to be realistically better, a lot of air problems have to be addressed in New York City. Bad body odors, smelly subways, recreational smoking drugs, auto exhaust, and all cigarette smoking. New York City is losing enough of its charm already, he adds. Let's not take one more step towards feeling like we're in a straitjacket with bedbugs inside. Alexis Better says simply, the city is stressful. I don't know how I can be there without a cigarette. Many listeners objected to an excerpt from the book Dogfight, A Love Story, that guest host Mary Louise Kelly asked Matt Burgess to read, in which he described a dogfight. Mary Young of Tacoma, Washington says, dogfighting is a form of severe animal abuse. Would you read a passage from a book describing the details of child abuse on the air? Your coverage served to glamorize dogfighting. But a lot of praise for the interview Mary Louise did last week with punctuation expert Jeff Rubin.
There was one from the Feast of San Gennaro, which is a big event in Little Italy in Manhattan. And it said fried Oreos, meaning the cookie, O-R-E-O apostrophe S.
Heresy.
Yes, it is.
Several people shared their own punctuation pet peeves and frustrations about inept grammar. What about then with an E and than with an A, wonders Diana Vollinger. What about all the past participles that evidently are not being taught in school? When I hear, I would have gave you one, or I should have ate that, etc., I lose my mind. But Judy Jensen says, as a fifth grade teacher, I did nothing but teach punctuation. I'm retired now and carry around a magic marker so I can correct mistakes I find. I agree that things have gone downhill fast, but I guarantee that most teachers work very hard to try to turn around students' poor writing skills. We'd love to hear from you. Please don't hear the letters of other people on our show and wish, I should have wrote that. To send an email, you just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. We're also on Twitter. I tweet at NPR Scott Simon, all one word, and the entire Weekend Edition staff is at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.